Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Middle of the week, we're halfway there. Doesn't it feel good? It is May 18th, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours will be coming your way. You know how it is, in around 5 minutes. Well, the biggest news yesterday, if you can call this big, is Motorola refreshing its budget G handset line. That's going to give you the Moto G4 and the G4 Plus. Now, both budget smartphones have a 5.5-inch 1080 display on the things, as well as a Snapdragon 617 1.5 GHz octa-core processor, 2 GB of RAM on board, and of course, a 300 mAh battery. The big difference, though, between the Plus and the other one is that the Plus will give you a fingerprint sensor, and of course, the 16-megapixel rear camera. But what's the price on the things? The Moto G4 Plus will be available for around $200 for the 16-gigabyte storage and about $220 for the 32-gigabyte storage version. But if you're really wanting to get your hands on these budget smartphones, you best book a ticket for India, because that's where they're going on sale first. So, driving around in the UK, and you get pulled over by the cops, and you kind of have that excuse, oh, I forgot my license, sir. You may not be able to give that excuse much longer. That's because the UK government is developing a digital driving license, and is currently being developed by the Driver and Vehicle License Agency, or DVLA for short. In fact, the CEO over there at DVLA is so happy about the new license, he actually tweeted out a proof picture of it, showing what the license might look like if you're an iPhone user. Oliver Morley, the CEO over there at the DVLA, said that people are getting more and more used to technology because of e-ticketing, so why not incorporate this as well? In fact, the UK government's so happy about it, they're thinking about digitizing passports next and the NHS patient records. Meanwhile, hackers are going, oh boy! Twitter. Yes, that 140-character limit is kind of annoying, especially when you gotta attach a picture or a link that you want to go and direct somebody to. But Twitter might actually do us a favor pretty soon by removing that as part of our character limit. According to Bloomberg, anyways, Twitter will stop including photos and links in character counts very soon. How soon? Well, possibly in the next 2 months. And we all know Twitter's explored some ways to make it easier for us to include links, you know, shortening them and all this sort of stuff, but it still eats into our character count and it's still kind of irritating. And after doing some research and study, they found out that most Twitter users don't want it to be counted at all. Well, duh. So until we get this feature, have fun cramming 140 characters to actually make some sense. Video streaming services are absolutely everywhere, aren't they? So much, in fact, BitTorrent's decided, hell, let's just throw our hat into the game as well. Yeah, you heard me right. BitTorrent has launched a TV, mobile, and desktop app that broadcasts events right to you. And, of course, has everything that is BitTorrent. Yeah, it uses peer-to-peer technology to get it there. BitTorrent's currently involved in broadcasting some sports matches. No, not probably the ones we know and love. News and other types of programming. And you would also guess that, yes, the quality's pretty good as long as there's a lot of people watching. Now, no, this isn't anything new. Live actually went into beta quite a few years ago. But the new version is a complete rewrite, so it actually functions a lot better than it did a few years ago. Wanting to try out BitTorrent Live for yourself? Well, you're going to be able to, believe it or not. Live for Apple TV will actually land on iTunes sometime later this week, while the iOS and Android versions, yep, they'll be out sometime in June. I can't believe it myself. Finally. Now, between you and me, yeah, we like being online, don't we? We love being on the interwebs and knowing what's going on around the world. But there are a few people out there in this world that are still scared shitless to hit that browser icon. And why would that be? Well, they have fears that people are spying on them and, of course, all the big data breaches that we keep hearing about. According to the U.S. National Telecommunications and Information Administration, it has conducted a survey revealing that nearly half of Americans surveyed, that's about 41,000 homes, by the way, have actually scaled back on their internet activity because of privacy and security fears. 29% have avoided online finances altogether. They won't do it there anymore. 26% said, nope, no more shopping online for me. And out of those surveyed, 9% said, no more internet at all. I'm done. Funny enough, in that 9% that were collected, they're also fretting over government data being collected. So yeah, they are on the very much paranoid side. Now, of course, the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, they want to conduct further studies to know exactly what's going on and why people are turning this way. Here's an idea, NTIA. You keep interviewing and researching enough people, you're going to have the entire country offline. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. the British Tech Network website. You can check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there. Get on listening to them and get subscribed to them as well. Follow the BTN Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget to check out our community over at our Slack room. Getting hotter and hotter by the day. BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, well, it is Thursday, so I can promise you we'll be late tomorrow with Thursday's edition. Sorry about that. It's just kind of how it is. But we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day. Look over your shoulder. Maybe somebody's spying on you. And thank you very much for listening.